Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. As I said at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by a couple of the founders of the Freethought Project, one of the 800, more than 800 organizations that were shut down last Thursday. We said when it happened to InfoWars on August the 6th that this was just the beginning. If they were able to get away with it with a high-profile organization, they would expand it, and they have, 2 months later. And Freethought Project was there at the very beginning saying first they came for Alex Jones, then they're going to come for us. They made it clear they don't endorse everything that Alex Jones and InfoWars says, and we don't agree with them 100%. That's not the point. Free speech isn't about only allowing people that you agree with to have a platform to be able to speak. That's not what a free press is about. And the principle of free speech is about your free speech, which is also being shut down by both Twitter and Facebook. Also want to talk about Canada and cannabis. This is a landmark day for them in terms of pushing back on the UN agenda. I think it's very important for us to understand what's really behind this. It is very important, I think, that we understand a couple of fundamental things. One of them is that it is up to you what medicines, what foods you consume, especially if they are natural. And the government has no right. They have no constitutional right, and especially the UN doesn't. But that's another part of it that you have to understand. This is not something that was the brainchild of Richard Nixon, who declared the war on drugs. It wasn't even created by Henry Kissinger. Probably Henry Kissinger slipped that agenda to him from the UN that had been created 10 years before. And Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger, that administration enacted the war on drugs verbatim from the UN's schedule of drugs. They even put all the drugs in the enumerated schedules. Everything had been done for them 10 years earlier. And we see this happening quite frequently with Republicans and Democrats. They get handed a legislative agenda either from the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, for the Republicans, or from George Soros or some other globalist or globalist organization for the Democrats. And then they enact that verbatim. Smart cities comes to mind, the UN agenda for smart cities. It's something that the left is putting together. So we have to understand where these things are coming from, and we have to see the bigger picture on this, just like we got to see the bigger picture on the censorship that is flowing out to us. But we also have to understand that it is, at its heart, not a law enforcement issue. It is the destruction of laws. It's not the enforcement of laws. It's not making people better. We have to understand that this is a spiritual issue. It is a psychological medical issue, if you don't want to see it as a spiritual issue. I'm not advocating recreational use of any kind of drug or substance to escape reality. And that would include things like Ritalin that is regularly prescribed to our children to help them escape any kind of discipline. I don't approve of drugs being used like that. But there are medical uses for marijuana. And if people decide to use drugs like that, we have seen, and history has proven now for a half a century, that you can't stop it. All you can do is invalidate the legitimacy of your legal system. You can corrupt your law enforcement and your government, and you can make all of these substances that you want to ban far more dangerous. And so what Canada is doing, even if it's coming from Justin Trudeau, he finally did something right. And so we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about the free speech issues that have surfaced in the last 24 hours. We have Facebook is now being sued for inflating the amount of time that ads are being watched by up to 900%. In other words, nine times the amount of ads they're saying were viewed. Now, these kinds of viewing metrics are something that Facebook inflates not just for ad watching, but also for news reporting. I've seen this as well. I mean, when we were doing Facebook Live, and of course they came to InfoWars, they were begging us to do Facebook Live when it first came out. Alex was one of the half dozen people that they seeded it to initially. And the millions of views that were there, some of, at the beginning, there were millions of views, maybe tens of millions of views. And then, as it started to become more widespread, and that would start to come down, we'd realize, though, that it was not getting as much of a footprint as it appears to be. They're inflating those view counts. You scroll through it, and it inflates that view count. So we're not that concerned. I'm not that concerned about Facebook disappearing because their metrics, they tried to make themselves look a lot larger to us than they really were. But it's a big deal if you're paying for those views. And that's where the ripoff comes. So now Facebook has lured advertisers in by inflating their ad watch times and making it look like they're getting a lot more bang for their buck than they really are. But they've been doing this to everybody. The whole thing has been a come on in to the ghetto here, luring everybody in, free this, free that, inflate the number of views, inflate what it appears to be. You know, it's kind of the opposite of shadow banning. You know, they pull you in with inflated metrics, and then they start to, when you start to get real views and you start to have a real impact and they don't like what you're doing, then they start to shadow ban you and start to deflate your metrics and start to hide you without making it clear. And then ultimately they take you off. Ultimately, they, after they get you in the ghetto, they shut the gates and then they set the city on fire. Burn it down, turn on the gas, just like the Nazis. And so this is what's happening now with Facebook. Advertisers are now suing them. They said that they failed to disclose that they were doing this for more than a year. Said, you knew about this. It's not really an error if you do it and keep doing it for more than a year. And not to be deterred, Facebook is now building a TV streaming device, according to a new report, that is essentially going to be a streaming device, live viewing. They're going to call it Ripley. It's going to combine streaming with video chat, and it's going to have the same kind of creepy Big Brother features to follow your faces around the room, that type of thing. So, yeah, just sign up for that. I mean, why wouldn't you turn over more information to Facebook? It is absolutely insane, absolutely insane. And as I was saying at the top of the hour, one of the key things that has got to be said about this debate, and we're going to talk to this, talk about this when we talk to the people from Free Thought Project. They understand this. Many people understand, A, it's not private. Their censorship is coming from the government. And there's many people who are conservative and libertarian who don't understand that. They're ignorant of that. Let's just say that they're not trying to cover up. They're just ignorant of that. I think many of them are. People like John Stossel, I think, is ignorant of that. But they're also excusing the censorship, because it's being done by a private organization. And let me say, when I look at the left is still out there coming after bakers and photographers who don't bake a custom cake, small businesses who have been targeted for persecution by homosexual activists, wanting them, forcing them to do something to celebrate their gay marriage. And they say, we have a business that's open to everybody. We're not throwing you out of here because of who you are. We'll sell you a cake. We're just not going to custom make things for you and participate in your ceremony because that violates our religious freedom and our ethics. And then they sue them. And this guy who went all the way to the Supreme Court, the baker, who went all the way to the Supreme Court and won, as soon as he got back, it was only about a month or so until the Colorado local government organizations came after him yet again, for another case that was exactly the same. In this particular case, it wasn't a homosexual wedding. It was a transgender coming out party where somebody had declared that they were now a different sex in their mind. And so they came after him yet again. And so libertarians and conservatives look at this and they'll say, wait a minute, that violates on this person's rights in these particular areas. But I said from the very beginning that this was not a case where they couldn't get their cakes made somewhere else. So when you have these kinds of rights in conflict, it was not a monopoly case. As a matter of fact, you had Gary Johnson wrongfully making the case when he was debating this in the libertarian debates, saying, well, what are you going to do? You're going to have an electric utility company come in and say, well, we don't like your religion, Muslim, so we're not going to give you any electricity. We're going to ban you so we can get you out of this community. Well, that's a monopoly, and that's not what these people have. But Facebook, Google, Twitter are de facto monopolies, like that example of the power company. That's what we're talking about. It's a very different thing.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100. $250 or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. taking on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm ready for it.
You know, we have 4chan has freaked out Twitter. First, we have today in the news, as I pointed out, a lawsuit from advertisers against Facebook saying for over a year, you've known about a problem where you've inflated your view count by a factor of 900% increase in your view count, which you know is fake. Fake book. How much of fake book is fake? All of it, folks. All of it. So you've known about this problem for over a year. You've lured us in with these fake view counts, and now they're being sued by a lot of different advertisers. Meanwhile, on Twitter, Twitter is threatening to ban anybody that uses a meme because memes are very powerful. Your speech is very powerful. Folks, this is about something more than just the competition between political parties. It's about more than just the competition between the dying legacy media and the new vibrant alternative media. It's about your free speech and your ability to look at information on both sides, to think about it critically, and then to express your opinion. And one of the ways that you can express your opinion that is devastating to people is satire. It's one of the rules of Saul Alinsky, that satire is the most devastating form of criticism, because he said there's no answer for it. And so you've got 4chan out there doing satire criticism of social justice warriors and internet censorship and the legacy media using a meme that they call NPC. Now, for those of you that are not in game culture, NPC stands for non-playable characters. There's an article on Zero Hedge talking about it and talking about how the New York Times wrote an entire article trying to come to grips with what's going on here. Well, Twitter knows they're threatening to censor people. They have, in fact, I think, censored many accounts. You can see the memes at my Twitter account because I'm putting it up. I'm not going to be shut down. I'm not going to be intimidated by Twitter. I'm not going to be intimidated by Facebook or any of these people, because if we go down this path, folks, we are done. And there are articles coming out now from The Guardian, from The Washington Post, about a week after 800 sites were set down, 2 months after InfoWars is shut down. And I don't know if they're really warning people so much or if they are threatening people, saying, you know, a lot of people are starting to think about whether they can say things in public or not because they just might get banned. Is that a warning or is that a threat when the mainstream media that is behind so much of this is putting out that warning? Good question. Think about it, folks. And so as we look at this meme that is so dangerous to people, non-playable characters in a game. It's very frequent that you have in a game, you have these ancillary characters that are just kind of there. They have repeated lines. They have limited knowledge. They don't really do much. They're kind of placeholders. You know, they're kind of like the red shirts in Star Trek, for example. You know they're going to be taken out pretty soon. But they don't have an inner voice in the game world, as put by Zero Hedge. A dead giveaway. That they have limited knowledge, repetitive lines, and so they compare them to the social justice warriors. And I think it's actually a better comparison than it is to talk about people being bots, because that's always what the left does. Somebody on the left doesn't agree with you. You've seen this. If you're on social media, they immediately call you a bot. Or, in my case, they know I'm real, so they call me a Russian propagandist. We're going to tell you who the real Russians are, because we're now seeing that the people who have been pushing all this stuff, working with Hillary Clinton, working with the Democrats, the deep state establishment, they're really the Russians. It's really people like the Atlantic Council. They are the real Russians. Prop or not, they're the real Russians. They're projecting this onto other people. But they're the ones who really want to hack this election. And the way they're doing it is to silence your voice, to silence our voice, to shut down a free press, and to shut down your ability to see, analyze, and speak about what you see. Now, in this NPC meme that is so dangerous to Twitter, it says it's essentially meant to ridicule the post-election perpetual outrage culture, where liberals are just parroting all these different lines. So 4chan has a meme that they've created, a gray meme. Is put that picture up of the NPC Wojak. And they put this meme up, and they put this picture. You guys can pull that up from the article. Show that, the NPC meme. And they show a crowd of them right there. and all of them are saying the same thing at the same time. They're not Russian bots. These are social justice warriors. And they're complaining. They're saying the NPC meme is dehumanizing. And we are all unique and special. We are snowflakes. And at the top of it, they have a little bit of a code there. If offended equals true, then run the program individual response of outrage. and then they show that same meme of the NPC Wojak. They have, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I don't know how you pronounce the, newly created memes, but they show it there. On the one side, all Trump supporters are literally Nazis, hashtag punch Nazis. And then they show the same face with angry eyes saying, being called an NPC is dehumanizing. So stop the dehumanization, which is what Twitter wants to do. They responded by suspending 1,500 accounts over the weekend. They said that the accounts violated Twitter's rules against intentionally misleading election-related content. And as Zero Hedge says, there's no evidence whatsoever that people putting out a joke meme are intentionally misleading election-related content. We've seen Twitter do that to James Woods recently with a satire meme. And it wasn't misleading. It wasn't telling anybody to vote. It was making fun of the fact that you had so many Democrat men that had become so passive that they were just going to step back and let the women vote. Let all the women vote. It was a joke. And they didn't like that, so they suspended him for a week. Now they have suspended 1,500 people for using this NPC meme. Very dangerous. Very dangerous here. Oh, my. We better tread lightly with Jack Dorsey. No, they didn't point out the fact that the people who are intentionally misleading election-related content are people like CNN, Saturday Night Live. You got the Colbert Report, all the late-night people, NPR. There's one up there for NPR where they just... they show the meme of the NPC, and they put NPC in the same font as NPR. Those are the people who are intentionally spreading misleading information. That is reality of what's going on here. And it's not understood by conservatives. As I said, John Stossel talks about Gloria Alvarez, somebody that he wrote about last week. He said, just got blocked by Facebook. He puts this up on Reason Magazine, another site that is absolutely clueless about where to draw the line on censorship. He said they banned her because she criticizes socialism. He said she joined me in my American studio to make a video that we titled Socialism Fails Every Time. And she flew to Mexico City to make a speech. A few days after, she wrote me that some leftist students had posted on a fan page called Marxist and Leninist Memes to boycott her. Boycott her at our university. We won't let her in. And so she came back and posted in Spanish on her own Facebook page, my dear Mexican socialist intolerance, thank you for trying to boycott my event and showing the panic that you have over the debate of ideas. And then she finished and said, where words are exchanged, bullets are no longer exchanged. And then her account was blocked. And so he says, was it because she used the word bullets here? Because, you know, we saw that same type of thing being done to Alex Jones before they removed him permanently on Twitter. You know, we've had a site here called InfoWars. Oh, well, you know, that's threatening. You use the term war or bullet or battle. Well, everybody uses those metaphors. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton stole it from us. You know, we used to say, you are the resistance. Now she, that used to be for ages. That was a slogan here for years. She also said, it's an information war and we're losing it. They are losing it. So they're trying to take everybody else out.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. That literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, If you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Got one more thing I want to say about censorship, and we'll have more on this in the next hour as we interview two of the founders who have now been personally attacked by Twitter and Facebook all at the same time. I mean, these private companies, they're just doing the same thing at the same time. And they're being supported by the Atlantic Council. And then as they get started, and then they turn around and give money back to the Atlantic Council. You have CIA's venture capital firm, InQtel, and other executives from DARPA and the CIA, the deep state, sitting on the venture capital boards that helped to establish them as the monopolies that they are today. But of course, there's nothing to see here. It's simply private enterprise. And, you know, if these guys, according to libertarians, main libertarians, if they are so good that they become rulers and masters of the universe, then so much the better for them. And we should just listen to them because they are, in fact, the atlases that hold up the world. Well, I don't agree with that. I do not agree with that. We create governments to protect individual rights. And when the governments or private corporations or any other individual takes away our rights, if they don't have the right to steal my property, to take my life, we create governments to make sure that doesn't happen. And if the government doesn't do that, or if the government is complicit in it, then it's time that we alter or abolish this government. That's what the Declaration of Independence is about. That's why we created this country, to protect our individual rights. And so we got people like John Stossel, as I mentioned in the last segment, talking about his friend, Gloria Alvarez, who was censored by Facebook. And he goes, so I don't really know. Her account was blocked. Was it because she said when words are exchanged, bullets are no longer exchanged? And so it's too close to sounding like something that's violent, so we can't have that kind of rhetoric? And yet we see the kind of outright calls for violence that are being done by Democrat politicians at the highest level. And that's okay. It's okay for the left. That's the double standard. But it goes beyond that. He sums it up by saying, well, you know, when social media companies block you, the reason is often mysterious. They don't have to give a reason because they're God in their space, right? And they have rules, but they don't have to play by those rules. Well, maybe they can be sued, right? When people spend a lot of money to establish a presence and they are acting fraudulently, just as Facebook has acted fraudulently on these ads, enticing advertisers to come in with inflated figures for a view, accounts, and letting that go on for over a year, they can be sued. When they come in and tell you these are the rules, and then they don't follow the rules, they don't tell you how you violated the rules, but then they ban you after you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, as I talked about yesterday, the case of the triple amputee veteran who was enticed by Facebook to continue to put in ads. They kept raising the price of ads. They kept reducing his viewership, shadow banning him. Then finally, they outright banned him after he put in over $300,000. That is predatory, it is fraudulent, and it needs to be stopped. But the libertarians don't see it that way, because these are God Almighty corporations. And so you have John Stossel say, censorship and the First Amendment apply only to governments. America's founders feared government censorship because government can use force, and we have just one government. But if Facebook blocks me, I can still communicate via Twitter, my YouTube videos, or Instagram. Oh, really? You don't think that they're working together? You don't think that they're partnering with each other and with the government to put forward this kind of censorship, John? You are an idiot if you think that. You are absolutely uninformed. And worst of all, you are an apologist for censorship. It's not right for them to do that any more than it is for them to steal from people. Would you make the argument that simply because they are a large corporation, they're allowed to steal from people? Free Thought Project put it this way. No, Facebook is not private. Their censorship arm is government funded. This is an article by Matt Gorist, and I'm going to be talking to him in the next hour. This is what he had to say. Facebook is a private company and can delete any pages they want. That's been repeated ad nauseum since Alex Jones was wiped from its platform. While it is certainly true that a private company can and should be able to choose who they associate with, the idea that Facebook is private is not accurate. It is not accurate. And by the way, John Stossel, the Supreme Court has already said, research this. Marsh versus Alabama, 1946. Even if the private square, the public square rather, even if the public square is privately owned, they can't censor free speech. And we've had Jack Dorsey say five times in his most recent testimony that Twitter is a public square, a digital public square, or just a public square. And that's the difference between Facebook and a single baker. Maybe you should understand that. And maybe you should understand that we have certain rights, and they're not going to be privileges that are given to us by government-created and assisted monopolies, by people who are working hand in glove with the deep state. If you don't understand what's behind all this stuff, at least you could understand that even if they are a private corporation and they own the public square, they still can't take away our rights of free speech. Let's talk about cannabis in Canada. Canada is now the world's largest marketplace for legal marijuana, and there's a freedom lesson in this as well. Marijuana possession first became a crime in Canada in 1923, but medical use has been legal since 2001. Under legislation passed by Canada's parliament in June, adults will be able to buy cannabis oil, seeds, plants, and dried cannabis from licensed producers and retailers starting today. The only problem with this is that, of course, Canada doesn't have a Bill of Rights, and so these are government-granted privileges. Here in America, we do have fundamental rights, and we have prohibitions against the government assuming powers that they have not been given, especially the federal government. It's the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Everything about our war on drugs violates that. It's one of the reasons why Jeff Sessions, as much of a drug warrior as he is, has not moved to come after people in the states where the state government or the people in a referendum have legalized marijuana for medical use or even for recreational use. It gives him fits. He's constantly complaining about it. But his hands are tied. Not that he really cares about the Constitution, mind you. But if he were to do this on a very popular issue, people would push back and say, you know what, you don't have the legal authority to do that. Unlike the fact that people will not call them on their unconstitutional actions when they violate the Fourth Amendment, when we're traveling with the TSA, with other things that they're doing. Because the people foolishly there think that they're being made safe, and they're more than willing to give up their liberty for the promise of safety and security. Greater fools. Greater fools. That's what Benjamin Franklin said. The people understood the reason. The people who gave us the Bill of Rights understood why we needed the Bill of Rights. It wasn't so far removed from them that they didn't understand what it was like to live without them. And they knew that there had to be legal prohibitions in there. A piece of paper isn't going to stop a government, but it is going to be the canary in the coal mine to tell you what kind of a government is going to be coming after you next. And when we see the government thumbing its nose at the Constitution because it's just some piece of paper that they think that they can wipe their behind with, or people like Lindsey Graham saying, shut up, you don't get a lawyer. Now he's all about lawyers, isn't he? Isn't that interesting? Because it's one of his buddies. But Lindsey Graham doesn't care a fig about your liberty or your property or your children being taken without any due process. Shut up. You don't get a lawyer, especially if it's a serious charge. That was what we heard with Kavanaugh. Oh, this is such a serious charge. They need to be believed, and he doesn't get a presumption of innocence. Well, that's what Lindsey Graham said about terrorism. Terrorism is a serious charge, a capital offense with the federal government. But shut up. You don't get a lawyer, said Lindsey Graham. I don't think he's had a change of heart. I think he's had a change of friends. And we'll talk about the royal flush that they're hoping they can pull on Saudi Arabia, trying to flush out the clown prince. I don't see a good guy in Saudi Arabia, and I've said this a long time. I'm not for either one of these factions. Crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, has shown himself to be an international monster, but nobody ever had a problem with what he was doing in Yemen. It was only the death of this journalist, and they have talked about that incessantly. While Facebook and Twitter kill the entire free press and freedom of the speech in America, they don't care. They just care about this one guy who is writing for the Washington Post. Stay with us. We'll be back, and we'll have some excerpts from the Cruz-Beto debate.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'll talk quickly about cannabis being legalized nationwide in Canada starting today. And then we'll talk about our favorite Canadian Senator Ted Cruz debating our trans-Hispanic Senator Beto O'Rourke, the Irishman who pretends that he is Hispanic. Can we just get somebody that's really a Texan? Maybe in the Libertarian Party there's a real Texan who's running for Senate. But, of course, they're not going to be allowed in the debate. That's where the censorship begins. I've talked about this many times. You have the press associations controlling who gets in the debate, so we only have the Republicans and Democrats getting in the debates. You never have an independent or a third party allowed in because they're going to talk about different things. They're going to have different opinions, and that cannot be allowed. We must control what you are allowed to see and hear. I remember in the Soviet Union, the people there talking about their empty shelves in the grocery stores and department stores. And they said, well, that's by design. We don't want to have a lot of choices there. It would just simply confuse the consumer. And that's what we have in politics. We don't want to confuse you. So we'll keep it simple. And we'll talk about the same issues from the same standpoint each and every election, each and every debate. We will come back to the same tired issues and hear the same platitudes and sound bites. And we're going to talk about it today a little bit. It's kind of interesting to see how the Democrat media is spinning this debate, trying to help the Irishman Beto Robert O'Rourke. Going by the name of Beto. I want to finish up with what's going on in Canada with cannabis. It's kind of interesting. It's only the second country to legalize marijuana nationwide. Why is this such a universal thing throughout the world? Is marijuana that dangerous? No. I mean, it's got quite a few medical uses, and everybody says so. So why is it universally banned? Would it be because it's a UN agenda that has been enacted by all these different countries? Remember when we had the first few states that were legalizing marijuana for medical use? it was the UN that started making threats to the United States, threats to those states. They were empty threats because they don't have any power, just like it's empty threats from Jeff Sessions because he has no constitutional power. He is the one who is violating the Constitution. Yeah, folks, it gives you an idea that it is a global agenda. Legalizing cannabis is expected to create an industry worth more than $4 billion for Canada. I think that's pretty mild. I wonder if this is included in the new NAFTA deal that President Trump has worked out. You know, NAFTA 2.0. I wonder if they covered that in there, export of cannabis. Actually, they didn't, because people are concerned that Canadians are going to run afoul of Border Patrol. As a matter of fact, as I reported a few weeks ago, Canadians have already run afoul of the U.S. Border Patrol. If they come across the border legally, people who live close to the American border, they come across, they do some shopping and so forth, they might be pulled out and asked questions. One lady honestly answered, you know, have you ever used marijuana? Oh, yeah, sure, I've used it. Yeah, used it years ago when I was in college. Oh, well, you can't come in. And it's even worse if you tell people that you work in the cannabis legal industry in Canada. You might be considered to be a drug trafficker. So I wonder if they put that in the new NAFTA agreement. You know, they renamed it. President Trump called it the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. Well, there needs to be a song there, like YMCA. why are we in the MCA? That's the question. Why are we in this trilateral agreement still? So the Mexican president who is coming in, López Obrador, who will take office on December 1st, asked his 4.5 million followers on Twitter in a poll, what should we call this? And so the people who wanted to put the U.S. first only got 16% of the vote. And then Mexico got 45% of the vote to go first. And then none of the above got 39%. So that, folks, when it's a, when it's three countries, none of the above means Canada. I guess none of the above is Mexican or Spanish for Canada, right? You put Canada's name in there. But Canada still came in ahead of the U.S. because they really don't like the U.S. 102,000 people, put that there. So he came up with an acronym, TMEC. The Treaty of Mexico, United States, and Canada. So that's what they're going to call the USMCA. YMCA is why I think we should call it. Why are we doing this still? Why are we having trilateral agreements? President Trump has said we need bilateral agreements, multinational agreements, multilateral agreements, destroy our sovereignty, and all the sovereignty-destroying aspects of NAFTA remain in this new agreement. Justin Trudeau sacrificed many economic issues of Canada to the United States. We took that sacrifice on the bargaining table so we could declare victory while we sold our sovereignty for a bowl of porridge, or let's say a bowl of milk, more appropriately. Anyway, let's get back to cannabis. Cannabis is going to be much bigger than $4 billion. As a matter of fact, a few days ago on CNBC, there was a guy from a Canadian marijuana producer company, Canopy Growth, and they're already a $9.6 billion Canadian medical marijuana producer. He said cannabis will disrupt $500 billion worth of marketplace disruption. And he's saying that under this, it's going to have a big effect, not only on recreation, but especially on big pharmaceutical companies. It's really going to hurt them because of the medical use. It's going to have a big effect on the alcohol and tobacco industry because people are going to use marijuana instead of alcohol and tobacco. Even Coca-Cola is concerned about this. Soft drink companies like Coca-Cola, who, by the way, all you conservatives who are so freaked out about the fact that people are going to be able to get cannabis, just understand that the turn of the century, we could get cocaine in Coca-Cola. That's why they called it Coca-Cola, and we didn't have a drug epidemic. That came through prohibition. You can blame prohibition on most of the addiction that is happening here. So they're actually going to put, they said they're going to put CBD into Coca-Cola. They're going to say that they want to put something there that's not going to get you high. It's not going to be psychoactive. So they're going to infuse the drinks with CBD, which is good. Because we need to start to understand the difference between THC and CBD. We need to start to understand the difference between medical marijuana and recreational marijuana to get you high. Last month, Corona beer brewer Constellation Brands announced that it'll spend $3.8 billion to increase its stake in canopy growth. This is the company that was talking on CNBC about how they think it's going to be a $500 billion market displacement. So you got Corona putting money in them. Coors is also doing it. Heineken's is launching a brand that is specializing in non-alcoholic drinks, but they're going to infuse them with THC. They want you to have that effect that you're going to be missing from the alcohol. So if you want to lose your mind, you'll have an opportunity to do it with beer infused with cannabis instead of with alcohol. Maybe it will be less fattening and maybe have some of the less effects on your liver. I don't know, but that'll be for other people to decide, because I'm not interested in beer or cannabis for recreational use. I would never let any unconstitutional law stand my way or my family's way if I wanted to use it medically. Will marijuana get people banned from entering the United States? U.S. Customs and Border Patrol can permanently bar a visitor. That's the case I was telling you about. If they decide that they participate in illegal drug trafficking. It doesn't just apply to U.S. citizens. It doesn't apply to U.S. citizens, but it has sent shivers throughout the Canadian cannabis industry. They said in the U.S. it is illegal, says the CBP. We got CBD and we got CBP. And they're going to be fighting each other. That's the Customs and Border Patrol. It's illegal in the U.S. Theoretically, it makes you a drug trafficker. No, theoretically, it makes you a tyrant who doesn't obey your constitution when you do these types of things. Meanwhile, there's another growth industry. While Canadians are concerned that they might get banned or arrested if they talk about their connection to the legal cannabis industry, we now have Canadian pension funds investing in U.S. immigration detention firms. So there's another growth industry that isn't going to go away. Private prisons. Yeah, that's really been the growth industry for our experiment in prohibition, hasn't it? And as we see all this happening, we have to understand how in New Zealand and other places, just like we see at our own border patrol, at our own airports, international borders have become zones where you have no individual rights. I'll talk about that after the break, and talk about the fact that as we are so willing to trade our liberty for security, we have to be careful when we try to control our borders with these caravans coming, that we don't extend the Patriot Act, because that's what is now being done with bills being offered in the House. I'll talk about that after the break as well. Folks, if you want to support us in this fight for free speech, for the free press, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have a massive sale, 50% off of all of our InfoWars Live products and free shipping. Never had anything like it. Take a look at the products there. Every one of them, 50% off and free shipping.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I've got a couple more things to say about drug legalization, about our liberty to travel, our Fourth Amendment protections that are now being thrown away, the story on Zero Hedge by SovereignMan.com. These international borders have become no rights zones. And it begins by talking about our long tradition. How did we get these rights? Where did we get these rights from? Well, you go back to 2015 at Runnymede. You had the Magna Carta. You had people who brought the king into his knees, essentially, saying, you signed this charter of rights for us. We did it again with the king in 1776 when we declared that governments are instituted to protect the rights that all of us possess because we are created by God. We all have that common dignity. That we are created in the image of God, and we possess certain natural rights, and we institute governments to protect those rights. That's our understanding of this. And so we seceded from Great Britain because they would not allow us to do that. We wanted to govern ourselves and to protect our rights. And the purpose of governing ourselves was not just so that we could do it. It was to protect our individual rights as humans created in the image of God. And we've forgotten all of these things now. We don't value them anymore. And so the Bill of Rights, we don't understand where these things came from. We don't understand what it was like to live without them. And we are rapidly losing all this, just as we see Antifa and the cultural Marxists tearing down statues to our civilization, to our culture, to our legal foundation everywhere. They're tearing down the rule of law. And quite frankly, this whole war on drugs, I talk about the legalization of cannabis in Canada, this whole war on drugs is very troubling to me because in the early 20th century, when they instituted alcohol prohibition, they understood they didn't have the authority under the Constitution to do that. And so they went through the process of amending the Constitution. We no longer care about the Constitution. We no longer care about the Bill of Rights or any of those legal structures. We don't care about it because we want to be safe. And we're more than willing to give up our safety on all this. If you're traveling to New Zealand, they say, you should be aware of the Customs and Excise Act of 2018. I talked about this last week. It went into effect at the beginning of October. I talked about it when it went into effect. New Zealand customs and border agents can now demand your passwords for any electronic devices that you bring into the country. Your phone, your computer, anything. If you don't give it up, they can fine you on the spot $5,000. And then they'll do it anyway. They said, New Zealand's customs website explains, making an arrest without a warrant can now be done with no limitation to time frame. So it allows them to get into your phone. They can collect your biometric data from anybody that's coming into the country. Your fingerprints, your photo, your iris scans. They can store them. They can share them. They can arrest you. And they don't have to have a really good reason. You know, it's kind of interesting. Yesterday they put out a meme. Pull up that display from the New Zealand police there. They put up on social media telling people, don't panic because YouTube is down. Everything is going to be fine. YouTube is down and people are panicking. And so the New Zealand police put up a thing and said, don't worry. It'll be okay. Don't panic. But they're not going to, nobody is panicking. Nobody is really concerned about our Bill of Rights going down. Nobody is concerned about our fundamental human dignities being taken down. There is no panic like there was when YouTube went down. And, of course, the same thing is being done in the name of protecting our border here in the United States. In 2015, Customs and Border Patrol searched electronic devices of 8,503 airline passengers. In 2016, it went to 19,000 searches. In 2017, 30,000 searches. And they don't have to have any suspicions. You know, it makes me suspicious that that was never talked about in the Kavanaugh hearings. Does it make you suspicious? We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We take a look at what's happening at the borders. Isn't it interesting that the same governments that have opened up our borders and failed to protect us with just ordinary measures would now say that because of their failure to protect us from the policies that they instituted, that they now have to take away our freedom, our privacy. And we now have a bill that's been introduced by a Republican, Ann Wagner, Republican of Missouri. She has introduced a new bill to take away more of our freedoms in the name of stopping human trafficking. Well, we all want to stop human trafficking, don't we? We all want to stop terrorism and violence, don't we? And yet, just as we saw on 9/11, the same government entities, both Republican and Democrat, who had given us the Mujahideen and created those, funded them, trained them, equipped them, then they metastasized into Al-Qaeda. But of course, that was didn't have anything to do with us. CIA wasn't working with them at that point in time. Then 9/11 happened, and it was all blamed on Al-Qaeda. Then later on, Al-Qaeda became ISIS, and of course we were funding and training and creating ISIS as well. But of course, in the meantime, in the intermediate stage of this metamorphosis, the second name that they used, Al-Qaeda, we had nothing to do with that. And yet the government that created the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS that worked with them closely and helped them to pull off 9/11 or pulled it off and blamed it on these people, that same government said, we're going to protect you with the Patriot Act. And we're going to get rid of the Bill of Rights. And now they're trying to extend it in the name of protecting us from illegal immigration when they are the ones pushing illegal immigration. They're the ones who created the terrorist organizations, still create and fund the terrorist organizations, and we have to sacrifice all of our liberties for that. And now they're the ones who've created the open borders, and we have to sacrifice all of our liberties in the name of that as well. Justin Amash came out in opposition. Said H.R. 6729, in case you want to try to write your congressman and oppose this, H.R. 6729, empowering financial institutions to fight human trafficking. This is a way to take away your banking freedom. And they're coming after people from a number of ways. I just had a listener send me a picture of the agreement that he has with a small bank that he banks with in Virginia. And in that agreement, it says that you will not do services with this bank if you are in any way selling firearms or ammunition, or if we think you're involved in hate speech. Yes, they are going just like social media, the bankers. Not going to allow you to do business with them if they do these various things, and now they're going to start investigating you. I'm sure that if they're going to empower financial institutions, if financial institutions will be empowered to take a look at your social media to determine what kind of a person you are, to see if the banks can give you credit. Because that's so much like what they are already doing in China. Social credit, well, that's going to become financial credit based on your social media presence. It is the agenda that is being imposed on us globally. You can see it already being done openly in China. It is being done by degrees to us here. We are the boiling frogs here in this country. It's being done to us bit by bit, everywhere we turn. And this is the next step in this. What does Wagner's bill do? This is a report from the New American. It allows financial institutions, federal regulatory bodies, nonprofit organizations, law enforcement agencies to share bank records of customers without fear of lawsuits for violating consumer privacy. Let me explain why this is so dangerous to you. The CISPA Act that Aaron Swartz died for, whether you believe that he was so scared of a three-month jail sentence, after he had thumbed his nose at the federal government, fought them for years on CISPA, on SOPA, on ACTA, on PIPA. If you believe that he committed suicide after he said no to a plea bargain when they were threatening him with 30 years, and then when they threatened him with 3 months, he supposedly committed suicide. I think he was killed. They passed this, nevertheless, over his dead body. They got in CISA. They took out the P. They tried several times to get CISPA through. What was that? That was to protect the social media overlords from getting lawsuits for handing over your information to the government. Now they're doing the same thing with the banks. And if you can't see the connection between social credit scores in China and what is happening already, we've already had, within just a couple of months of that, we found out, oh, yes, Apple's got the same kind of social rating for you being done. Facebook has it and so forth. They're all doing this. They're all doing it. But it's going to have implications for us here in the United States, just like it already does for people in China. It already is having implications for the people who are kicked off of social media. And they're going to apply it to banking now. That's what this bill, coming from a Republican, is about. And of course, if you can think outside of the two-party box, you need to ask yourself why the Republicans are doing nothing about social media censorship when it is their voter base that is being threatened. Well, for the same reason they're doing nothing about open borders when it is their party that is being threatened by the open borders, just like their party is being threatened by the control of information in the upcoming election. They don't know and they don't care, because these people will be able to morph very easily into the establishment. This left-right paradigm that you're being sold out of Washington is a head fake. They are controlled opposition for the most part. There's very few people there that are really serious about the issues that they talk about. And if I can't get you to see the connection here between this new bill that's being put out by Republican, again, her name is Ann Wagner. Yeah, Wagner. Wagner, maybe we should pronounce it that way, because this is Goddard Dammerung for the Bill of Rights, folks, for our freedoms. And they have given this immunity to the social media companies, the big internet companies. They can spy on you and turn over all that information to the government and not be sued by you. And now they're going to do the same thing for the banks. And it all ties together. Your social credit scores and your financial credit scores all going to be tied together, all part of a big control web. That's why they call it the web, isn't it? All right, let's talk about the debate that we had yesterday that didn't include any third party or independent candidates. We had Cruz versus O'Rourke. You know, he goes by the name Beto, but he's not Hispanic in any way, shape, or form. He has actually less Hispanic connection than Elizabeth Warren has connections to the Cherokees. Lindsey Graham is out there saying, Lindsey Graham has had a good week, rhetorically, a good couple of weeks, starting with the Kavanaugh stuff. Now he's coming out saying, I'll take the DNA test, and I'll do better than Pocahontas does. And he is playing the odds here, folks, because as I reported yesterday, the largest genetic test of Americans that's ever been conducted, over 160,000 individuals, they found that Americans of European descent, on average, had 0.18% Native American DNA. So that's 0.18. What does Pocahontas have? She has 0.09, half of that. She is twice as white as the average white person. She's not Cherokee by any way, shape, or form. So Lindsey Graham is saying, I'm going to take the test, and I'm going to show that I've got more Cherokee DNA in me than Elizabeth Warren does. Well, if he's the average American, he does. He's got twice as much Cherokee in him as Pocahontas does. But let's play a clip of this debate, because one of the things that's being pushed in this document, that another thing that didn't get any attention last week, is they were shutting down over 800 sites. You had the good censored document that was leaked to Breitbart. Nobody's really talking about that. In that, Google was talking about how they were going to no longer follow the American idea of free speech and a free market. They were going to go along the lines of the European Union, and they were going to value civility over liberty. Civility over liberty. So when we come back, I'm going to play for you how they're coming after Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz was answering a question about civility, and they came back and said, this is the way it's reported by Newsweek, Ted Cruz snaps at the debate moderator when asked about civility. No, he didn't. It's a left-wing lie. I'll play you the clip. You can see for yourself when we come back. That's the way they're trying to spin this. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. That literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by a couple of founders of Free Thought Project. They were deplatformed by Twitter and Facebook in very close proximity to each other, just like Alex Jones and InfoWars was the beginning of August. And they'd been saying at the time, they said, look, first they come for Alex Jones, they're going to come for the rest of us, and they did. 2 months later. Most of the mainstream media has not talked about this. We're going to be talking to these individuals about it. And, of course, one other aspect of this that might give some of the libertarians out there, conservatives who don't seem to understand, this is not simply about a fight between private rights of different corporations, some press entities and the big corporations of Facebook and Google. I mean, you might be concerned about that even from an antitrust standpoint. You might even be concerned about that, but many libertarians don't really care about that. They don't really see the government as being very effective in terms of stopping trusts with regulations, and I don't think that's the case either. Nevertheless, I don't think they should be allowed to censor people, and I think there is an ignorance there about who these people are. They're not simply some super competitors who came up with a better bread box than everybody else. They were cultivated, they were assisted, and they're working hand in glove with the deep state. And you better understand that connection. And you better understand that censorship is not good even when it's done by the biggest corporations. The left doesn't seem to understand about that, but some of people on the left are now starting to get a clue about that. So we'll be talking to them about that in the next segment. I want to play a little bit for you now from the debate last night between Ted Cruz and Robert O'Rourke, who goes by the alias Beto. Even though that's not his name, they still allow him to do that. And you have the media attacking Ted Cruz. This is the big takeaway for most of the media after the debate last night. As Newsweek puts it, a leftist establishment legacy media, Ted Cruz snap, said the debate moderator when asked about civility. Don't interrupt me, Jason. This is something that is always done by all politicians in debates. When they're making a point and the guy starts to interrupt them to interject something, they always say that. And so they think that this is just absolutely amazing and beyond the pale when this happens with Ted Cruz. This is part of the way that they are spinning this. And again, I wish there was a more substantive debate about different issues that could have been had with all the people who are on the ballot. But they're only going to have debates between the Republicans and Democrats, and then they focus on this kind of social justice warrior snowflake type of attitudes and spinning what actually happened. I'll play you the clip, video clip number one.
For a $10 a barrel tax on oil, that is a great vote if you're raising money in San Francisco. It's a terrible vote if you actually care about jobs in the state of Texas.
Senator, that is your time. We want to keep this debate on track here. Let me ask you the next question, though, Senator. Weber Shandwick did a poll this year with almost 70% of Americans saying civility is a major problem in America.
So, yeah.
Let's talk about the tone of this campaign and what's happened.
Just immediately stop.
Half hour.
Continue.
Watch as activists chased you and your wife Heidi out of the restaurant in D.C. And then, Senator, some say you couldn't even give a political-free compliment to your opponent in the first debate in Dallas. So the question is, what responsibility do you have to bring civility and respect back to the country?
Listen, Jason, I think every one of us has a responsibility to bring civility and respect. That's something I've endeavored to do throughout politics, is to focus on substance, to focus on issues, to focus on record. And so the personal attacks, the going to the gutter that is so common in politics, I try not to engage in. If you look at my disagreements with Congressman O'Rourke, they haven't been personal attacks. They've been his voting record in Congress that has been markedly out of step with the people of Texas. You are right that there is a loss of civility, there is an anger, there is a rage on the far left that is really frightening. You know, the images hold on, let me answer with it. Don't interrupt me, Jason. The images of a left-wing mob beating on the doors of the Supreme Court. That's not good for our country. We can disagree while treating each other with respect, while treating each other with civility. I think that's important to do. We can discuss, are tax cuts good or is raising taxes good? That's a discussion we ought to have, but it shouldn't be personal. It shouldn't go down to the gutter. It should focus on actual substance. And let me tell you, I think the lowest point we have seen is the confirmation hearings for Justice Kavanaugh, where we saw Senate Democrats be willing to smear Judge Kavanaugh and his family, be willing to repeat unsupported, uncorroborated allegations and go after him in a way that I thought was shameful. It was important that that process be fair, that Dr. Ford get a full and fair opportunity to tell her story, right, so that she be treated with respect, and she was.
But it wasn't time. And he does stop when he calls time. He'd stopped prior to that when he called time. But the press is equating that to what Ted Cruz was talking about, being attacked by a mob in a restaurant. That's not the same thing. And you have people that are pushing that, like Cory Booker, pushing those types of attacks. As Rand Paul said, who was at the shooting, we had a leftist who was provoked by the by this kind of rhetoric, provoked to shoot people, just like you had the person who went to the Family Research Council to shoot people there because those people were identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as being Nazis because they believed in traditional marriage. So he went there to kill those hateful people, those racist, sexist, homophobic people there. And you had another individual who was provoked by the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the Democrat Party, to shoot Republican congressmen and senators. And Rand Paul escaped that. He was physically attacked, severely injured. His wife says she now has to sleep with a gun at her bed. That's what they tried to equate with Ted Cruz saying in debate, as the candidates always do, "I'm not finished. Don't interrupt me," because he was going to interject something. He wasn't calling time on him. Ted had already stopped that. But they're equating Ted Cruz coming back, "Let me finish." They're equating that with him saying he's being a hypocrite. He's being uncivil. No, that's the way they're spinning the information. I want to play, we've got just a little bit of time left. I want to play for you the next clip here, video clip number two, about tax cuts and deficits.
A year ago this week, October 18th, 2017, you tweeted out the following statement. "When it comes to the deficit and debt, it is immoral, the debt we have. We have to turn it around," you wrote. Yet 2 months later, last December, as you just mentioned a moment ago, you voted for the Republican tax plan that the Joint Committee on Taxation, Congressional Budget Office, and many other nonpartisans say will add more than $1 trillion to the deficit. Some people see the tweet and the vote as hypocritical. Are they not?
They are not remotely. I'm proud to have supported the tax cut. The tax cut is producing enormous benefits for the state of Texas and for the country. We're seeing record growth. We're seeing record low unemployment. It's benefiting 4 million new jobs in the last 2 years. And by the way, one thing that Democrats never seem to understand, if you want to pay down deficit and debt, and I care passionately about the deficit and debt, it is immoral, the deficit and debt we've racked up. If you want to do it, the only force strong enough to do that is economic growth. Now, let's go back to a little history. In the 1960s, John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, campaigned on tax cuts, cutting individual tax cuts and the corporate tax rate.
Back to that in the third hour. We're going to be joined by the founders of Free Thought Project, who've just been censored by social media. That was a great move by Ted Cruz, because to pull Kennedy into that, to talk about Kennedy's massive tax cut, because everybody's trying to pretend that Robert O'Rourke looks like a Kennedy. What a surprise, an Irishman who looked like a Kennedy. but he is absolutely right. We've had record growth, and we have had record growth in spending. That's where the deficit is coming from. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Jason Bassler, one of the co-founders of the Prethought Project and founder of Police the Police, and to Matt Agoris, who is editor-at-large at Prethought Project. They're going to be joining us because it's one of the largest organizations that was shut down in the most recent purge of alternative media. This is being done by the internet overlords, and nobody is interested in the mainstream media in terms of talking about this. We finally have The Guardian taking notice after nearly a week. But for the most part, this is a story that hasn't been talked about. Everybody is focusing on what happened to one journalist, allegedly, in Turkey. And nobody is talking about the 800 sites, many of them with several million. Free Thought Project had more than 3 million followers on their Facebook page. And many others did as well. Nobody is talking about that. And, of course, Free Thought Project was there when we were the first ones, InfoWars. They said they're not going to be the only ones. They're going to come after everybody else after they take down Alex Jones and InfoWars. And then they said, remember when we told you that 2 months ago? Well, now they're doing it to everybody, and the mainstream media is now completely silent about it because they got away with it. They got away with doing this to InfoWars and Alex Jones. The Republicans are not doing anything about it. Been a little bit of talk about it, but for the most part, other than a couple of tweets from President Trump, nothing. Absolute silence and inactivity from the Republicans. Conservative Republicans and establishment Republicans. And so now it is spreading. And it is also now spreading to the libertarians as well as to some people on the left who question the establishment government narrative. Because that seems to be the common thread. Not just support for President Trump, not just support for the conservatives, that is the bulk of it. But for the most part, it is anybody who questions the establishment narrative, who pushes back or competes with the establishment press, who doesn't follow lockstep behind the government. Before we get to them, I just want to, while we're establishing a contact with them, I just want to tell you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what you can do to support us. You know, the free press won't be free if you don't support us. And the way that we support InfoWars is with products that we sell that support your health and your family's health. At the same time, we've got the biggest sale that we've ever had right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off of all InfoWars Life products and free shipping. We've never done it this broadly, this deeply at the same time on every single product that we have this InfoWars Life. Things like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, our fluoride-free toothpaste that has nano silver in it, Super Blue. Thus, all those are 50% off for free shipping. We have Real Red Pill, Alpha Power, Bod Ease, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. All of those, 50% off of free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The best and deepest discounts that we've ever had in addition to free shipping. All the InfoWars Life products, 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, while we're waiting to establish connection with Matt Agoris and Jason Bassler, let's play a little bit more of Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke talking about tax cuts versus deficits. And again, you'll notice that as a debater, Ted Cruz is pretty wise to go in and start with the massive tax cuts that were done by JFK. As I pointed out many times as we were having this debate, it took a year for the establishment Republicans to join President Trump and to cut taxes. But immediately after President Trump was elected, you saw the reactions from the business community with the expectation that regulations and taxes would be cut, already starting to invest and grow the economy. So we had a lot of investment and growth just on anticipation of what was going to happen. And I said, as I got close to passing it, I said, you're going to see it accelerate. And it has accelerated over the last year. Now, as we've had record growth and in the economy, and we've had record growth in taxes, you know, every quarter when they release these figures, Matt Drudge puts it out. Look at this. We've got record tax receipts by the IRS. And they break that record every single quarter, and yet the deficit is blamed on the tax cuts by the Democrats. They say, look at this, we got expanding deficits. Well, you got expanding deficits because you're growing the spending even faster than our record receipts, even faster than our record economy. So you got both of those things happening, and yet they're growing the spending even faster and growing the deficit. But here's the question put to Ted Cruz and Robert O'Rourke about tax cuts versus deficits.
And that is your time. Senator Cruz, 60-second rebuttal.
You know, Congressman O'Rourke is fond of saying he doesn't take PAC money, but the truth is different. For example, the J Street PAC, which is a rabidly anti-Israel PAC, has raised over $160,000 for Congressman O'Rourke because of his many votes against the nation of Israel. Another example, he has a super PAC based up in Dallas that has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, is spending them on ads attacking me and my family. So when he say he doesn't take PAC money, he just lets others do it for him. But let me say more fundamentally. The reason people care about this is they care about who you're fighting for. Consistently, if you look at Congressman O'Rourke's record, every time there is a choice between left-wing national activists and the people of Texas. He goes with the left-wing national activists, and he goes with the left-wing national donors.
All right, so that's the clip from that. And as they go on, they talk about the deficit. They completely ignore that the deficit is being caused by spending. Do we have Matt Agoris on? Is he on the line? All right, let's go to Matt. We're still trying to establish connection to Jason Bassler, but I want to go ahead and begin with Matt Agoris. I'll introduce you to Matt Agoris. Of course, you know Free Thought Project. I refer to their articles frequently here on this program. Matt is an honorably discharged veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, former intelligence operator directly tasked by the NSA. This gives him an insight that is unique into the world of government corruption and of the American police state. And if you know anything about Free Thought Project, you know that he and Jason Bassler are very much about looking at what the police are doing. You know, it's the ancient question, who watches the watchers? Well, you know, the way our founders put it, they said if men were angels, we'd need government. But because we're not angels, we've got to watch that government very closely. We've got to police the police. We've got to watch the watchers. And they do a great job of that. Yeah, we do need to have police, and we do need to have them do the right thing, but they need to be accountable to the community, and they need to be under the rule of law as well. That is the most important thing. And so that really is where they have focused. But now they're being called Russian bots. And so I want to go to Matt, and if we can get Jason on the line, we will go to him as well. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Matt Agoris at the Free Thought Project. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
Hi, David. Thanks for having us on.
You know, one of the things I want to talk about, tell people a little bit about, I've been talking about this since it happened Thursday. I talked about it on Friday. I spent an hour on it on Monday. I've been talking about this every day. Finally, now we've got The Guardian talking about the fact that this happened. They're putting a little bit different spin on it. But you got right to the point when you said that Facebook is not private and their censorship arm is government funded. Tell people a little bit about that and what happened to you last week.
Okay, I will. So, yeah, the Guardian article that came out yesterday was surprising. I mean, they were 4 days late to the news on it, but they repeated that same narrative that Facebook is private, and so they could ban whoever they want, right? But this is This is falsehood because they're not. In May, Facebook partnered up with the Atlantic Council, and the Atlantic Council is, for those who don't know, is it's like a whitewashing group for NATO. It's funded by the U.S. Army, by the United States itself, the Air Force, dictators from around the world, and governments from across the planet as well as pharmaceutical industries, the pharmaceutical industry, weapons manufacturers like Raytheon.
So it's big government, it's a military-industrial complex, it's the deep state, it's NATO, and of course the other part of this is that the Atlantic Council had given a lot of money to Facebook in the beginning, and now Facebook is returning the favor and donating money back to the Atlantic Council. It's kind of a circular thing here, and the same thing is happening with the censorship arm of this that is happening with the money. And we're going to talk more about that right after we take a break. We're out of time this segment, but we'll be right back with Matt Agoris, and we're going to talk about what has happened to Free Thought Project with 3.1 million followers, but also many other sites. Over 800 taken down last week, and total silence from the establishment press and the establishment politicians. We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean, carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions. Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've now gotten Jason Basser on the line as well. We're talking to Matt Agoris of the Free Thought Project, and Jason Bassler is a co-founder of the Free Thought Project and founder of Police the Police. In 2017, Police the Police became the largest police accountability platform on the Internet, and that may give you a clue as to why they've been taken down, along with as part of 800 accounts that have been purged in the last week, as we were just talking to Matt Agoris, editor-at-large at the Free Thought Project. Again, you can find them, freethoughtproject.com. As we were talking about that, we said, well, look at the people who are behind the Atlantic Council, for example. We have the military-industrial complex, the vast surveillance state that includes the people who are going to make money out of that, as well as the people in the bureaucracy, just like the military-industrial complex. The deep state, the big government, bureaucracies. You also have big business, big pharmaceutical companies, the big internet companies. And then you have the privileged press, all these people working together to shut down now first InfoWars back at the beginning of August. And as Free Thought Project was saying at the time, said first we're hearing that this is an exercise of a private company and they can delete any pages that they want, wrote Matt Agoris earlier this week. He said that has been repeated ad nauseum since Alex Jones is wiped from its platform. While it's certainly true that a private company can and should be able to choose who they associate with, the idea that Facebook is private is not accurate. And we're going to get back to that theme as Jason Bassler is now joining us. Welcome, Jason. Tell us a little bit about what has happened to your platform and to the Free Thought Project. Tell us a little bit about the number of followers that you had and what has happened on Thursday, how these things all came about at the same time, both Facebook and Twitter and the mainstream press, how they demonstrated that they were all working together on this.
Sure. Well, hello, and thanks for having us. Appreciate your team getting us on here to speak about this important issue. On a good week, we were reaching 50 million plus people on just one of our pages. On a good week, we were bringing around 80,000 fans. So obviously that threatened them. That's something that they can't have on their platform. It's a total slap in the face to the status quo. It contradicts the mainstream media. So, of course, we're a threat. That's goes without saying. We're covering issues and information that is kind of the third narrative to a lot of this mainstream media nonsense that we get on a daily basis being force-fed to us.
And you kind of break this down on your site. You got the top 10 alternative media sites banned on Facebook and Twitter. When this was reported by the Washington Post, I said some of these places had a few thousand followers. You had 3.1 million on Free Thought Project, anti-media, which is, not conservative, not a Trump supporter. You're not Trump supporters either. Anti-media had 2.1 million. Your other page that you're involved with there, or your other, organization, Police the Police, had 1.9 million and on and on. I mean, all of these had millions of followers. And as you break this down, you have their banned on Facebook. Yes. Banned on Twitter. Yes. And then there's another aspect of this as well, isn't there? The fact that both of them take you down just like they did with us, there's another aspect in terms of the media being informed with enough, given enough time to already have their articles written about, you know, how this is a reasonable thing.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there were within minutes, the LA Times already had their pre-written piece, put out. So that's actually how we found out that there was a direct attack going on alternative media. I also wanted to point out, I don't think really many people know this. I posted it on my own social media, Twitter and Facebook, but we actually got a strike from YouTube as well that morning, which, at that time they had told us that it was basically another strike and we weren't going to be able to post until January 14th of next year, which is kind of crazy. So I happened to bring that up in an interview to the Rolling Stone, one of the writers of our Rolling Stone, and they contacted Google. Now they're backpedaling. Somehow, magically, we have one of our two strikes removed. So I don't know what's going on. It definitely seems like there's some major collusion going on with these big three tech giants. And obviously they're frauds because, we were completely complying with their, mission statement. And I just want to point out that their mission statement and their terms of service and community standards are in direct conflict with each other. It makes it very difficult to kind of tread the waters and actually understand what they want from you. Now, Facebook claims that their mission statement is to I have it written down here because I haven't quite memorized it. Their mission statement claims to be giving people the power to build community and bring the world closer together. Now, we've gotten numerous messages from people around the world basically saying that's exactly what we did. We helped them open up their eyes to the mainstream media lies. We helped them open up their eyes to government and how government's not necessarily their friend. So I think we were being quite effective, actually. And the fact that we were reaching so many people every week just goes to prove that we were doing our job well. And that was a threat.
And that's the key issue. That's why alternative media is growing so quickly. And that's why they're so concerned about it. I've got the study in front of me. It came out at the beginning of the week again from Yahoo talking about a University of North Carolina study about a desert of information because all these local newspapers are failing everywhere. They said more than one-fifth of local dailies or weeklies have been shuttered in the last decade and a half. Thousands of our communities are at risk of becoming news deserts. Well, nobody's going to these places because they don't have anything to offer other than a prepackaged set of information coming from the central authorities, from the government, or coming from the central people that are doing all the programming. We've all seen the videos where they're all repeating the same phrases, reading from the same script, and they just show this to all the local stations everywhere. So they don't have any information, and they're disappearing because nobody is using their information, and people are flowing to alternative media sites flowing to InfoWars. That's why we become a threat to them. That's why they have to shut us down, because that's what the people have chosen. The people don't want these. They have deserted them. They haven't become a desert. They've become a desert because the people have deserted them. They don't have anything to offer other than sports, weather, and government propaganda.
Absolutely. No, that's totally correct. You know, I've been saying here they could ban us. They could remove our pages. You know, they could delete our fans, but they can't delete the demand. You know, there is a demand for this type of information. That's why our platforms thrived, because people wanted to know the third narrative from the mainstream media. So, you know, since this has happened, I personally have taken over 2,000 new friends. I have a lot more new followers. I haven't been able to keep up with that. Our Facebook group, which for some reason I left up, is at least over 7,000 new followers now since all this happened. So in many ways, this is really backfiring on them, which all censorship always does, right? I mean, we know that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But let's talk about how this is affecting, you know, there's two different issues here. There's the free press, which is you and I, you know, Free Thought Project, InfoWars, others. Then there's also free speech, which is the public's free speech. And this is one of the things, and let me ask this question to Matt Agoris. You know, Matt, as I'm looking at this, and Jason was just talking about The Guardian, how late they were to cover this. But not only were they late, but I was concerned about the angle that they took on all of this. First of all, they completely ignored everybody except some site that I hadn't heard of, because it's a left-wing site. It's Matt Mountain. He offered, operated six left-wing pages, they said, and shared content between them. He said 99% of the people I work with have backup accounts, because what they were saying was they shut him down for coordinated and authentic behavior. And so their attitude is kind of like, well, Facebook just went wrong with their algorithm. It's not Facebook going wrong with their algorithm, is it?
No, not at all. And The Guardian actually quoted that guy, that Matt Mountain guy, and he praised the fact that Facebook banned Alex Jones. It's like, I don't know how these people, they don't understand that whenever they can take out somebody like Alex Jones, even if you don't agree with them, then they can take you out. And that's exactly what happened to Matt Mountain, the guy in the interview with The Guardian.
And that's why The Guardian is spinning this as like, oh, well, maybe it was just a mistake on their part, you know, because they would never take you down because you're a good guy. They just thought you were inauthentic because you had a lot of different parallel sites that were specialized. One of them would be for people who like funny stuff. Another one would be for social justice issues and so forth. So they thought that you were passing this stuff around. So it's just an algorithm problem is the way that The Guardian is spinning it.
If it was an algorithm problem, then Facebook would have been the only one to ban us. Except that wasn't true, right? 3 hours after Facebook banned us, Twitter banned us. And we haven't done anything on Twitter. You know, we write articles that try to bridge the divide between the left and the right. You know, it's all peace. It's all anti-war. We don't degrade or talk about anybody in a negative light. You know, we just, except for corrupt government officials, right? We put them out there. But the idea that Twitter banned us 3 hours after, it just shows that this was far more than an algorithm, and it's a dangerous precedent that's happening right now.
That's right. When we come back, I want to get comments from Jason and from Matt, Jason Bassler, Matt Agoris at the Free Thought Project. I want to get your comments on the other aspect that came out of this Guardian story. One of them that they threw out there said it could also chill individuals who only feel safe speaking out anonymously. And when they do it in this context, it makes me wonder if this is a warning or a threat. Because we have an article written by the anti-media, one of the other people that was taken down, saying there's no more dissent. We're going to have to succumb to Facebook and Twitter's demands, get banned, or both.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. That literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases. Like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago. So I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Matt Agorist and Jason Bassler of the Free Thought Project, one of 800 alternative media sites that were shut down suddenly by Facebook, also by Twitter. The mainstream press has largely been silent. We had The Guardian come out just yesterday. And the headline says, Facebook accused of censorship after hundreds of U.S. political pages purged. So they couch it as just accused. They didn't censor people. They're just being accused of censoring people. And then as we were just discussing in the last segment, they come in and say, well, they talked about people having their accounts taken down for coordinated inauthentic behavior. What hypocrisy? What we've seen is coordinated inauthentic behavior by Facebook and Twitter, who are cooperating with each other. And they try to cover up for that. They talk to one individual, multiple accounts, who's a left-wing individual. They identify him as left-wing, so he must be pretty left-wing. I don't know his account. And they push back on this idea, but as Matt Agorist is saying, well, if we get taken down by two different sites at the same time, it is not algorithm. It's not an algorithm problem. They didn't have a problem with that. Jason, I want to get your comments about how broad this has been, because as I'm looking at this article from the Ron Paul Institute, by a writer for the anti-media, their site with 2.17 million people, following their Facebook page. They were also shut down on the same day. And they're saying it wasn't just that site, but it percolated out to the private accounts of many people who worked for that organization. We saw the same thing here at InfoWars. I saw the same thing happen at InfoWars. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Yeah, it's almost like they view all of us as this, emerging threat, if not already, red flag type of a threat here. And it literally, we're just people sitting in our offices at home posting information. So, yeah, it is a bit strange. We had our Twitter accounts. We had multiple Twitter accounts taken down. I've personally been, I've banned back to back 30 days multiple times. We've been shadow banned. We've been soft censored. We've been throttled. You name it. It's been a long time that we've been dealing with this. So I think it's safe to say that me and Matt are certainly exhausted by this. But, they tried to call us fake news. They tried to call us spam. And the fact is, we just won. We won the info war. In this regard, anyway, in this period of time, they couldn't actually contain us. They couldn't actually stop us one way or another. So, yeah.
And of course, about a year ago, back in November 2017, we had a former military officer, former surveillance state officer come in and say, this is an information war that is on social media, and we have to silence the other cannons in order to win this war. We have to shut down social media. They've been talking about this for quite some time. And of course, Hillary Clinton said it is an information war and we're losing it. So we got to do something. The thing that they're going to do is to try to follow us everywhere we go and shut us down in an ancillary way. And that's what this person at Anti-Media was talking about. They said one of the people there working at Anti-Media, Carrie Wedler, was given a notice of suspension by Twitter And it said this, Jason. It said Kerry Wedler has been suspended for violating the Twitter rules, specifically for, and then it has a colon and nothing.
That's what we find.
What it was for, they left that blank because they didn't have a reason. They don't need a reason, do they?
No, well, absolutely not. I mean, like I said, it's arbitrary. It's selective enforcement. So, you know, it just goes to show. I mean, this proves everything we've been saying. We've been, you know, predicting we were going to be next. We were going to be banned. We were going to get the Alex Jones treatment. And sure enough, we were next on the chopping block.
Yeah. So, yeah. You and you're the largest of the 800 that were taken down, but 800 sites, because as I said from the very beginning, if you're going to let them do this in a very high profile way, and it was very high profile, you saw the media, everybody in the media was talking about Alex Jones and InfoWars for several weeks there. Although Marco Rubio pretended that he hadn't seen any of that, everybody was talking about it. But now they've been completely silent as they extend this web of silence to another 800 media organizations. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Matt Agoris and Jason Basser of the Free Thought Project, one of 800 alternative media accounts taken down last Thursday. And I want to get into where this is headed and who is behind this, because this is expanding, not just in scope, but they're going to continue going. I want to talk a little bit about the organization Prop or Not, as well as the Atlantic Council. An ominous warning that was posted as Prop or Not was taunting the various individuals that were on this blacklist, put on this blacklist back in November of 2016, by the way, published by the Washington Post, by the way. And so I wanted to get to that, but before we do, just another word about the scope of this. From the Ron Paul Institute, one of the websites that was taken down with the media organizations was the Anti-Media. A person writing about it there said that, of course, it's Facebook and Twitter that worked in conjunction this last Thursday to take everybody down. As Jason Basser was saying, they also got a strike against their YouTube channel. Then after there's some publicity about that, that strike was taken away. They took down the YouTube channel for this program without ever putting a single strike on there. And as I pointed out, Twitter informed one of these people. They went after personal accounts of people who worked at Anti-Media. And one of the individuals, they said, you've been suspended for violating Twitter rules specifically for, and then it didn't put anything there. They left it blank. They didn't have a reason. I was never given a reason for this channel being taken down in mid-broadcast by YouTube. I have now been given the same type of form letter that Kerry Wedler at Anti-Media got, which basically says nothing. I've been given that email, Matt, I've been given that email now over 6,000 times. They said, there's a complaint and we have canceled your channel. A complaint. And then I set up another channel just as a test and I put up two videos on it and they took it down within 12 hours. And no reason given for that either. And so they continued to send this to me. A complaint has been given and we've taken it down. They've sent that to me now 6,000 times. We filed a formal complaint. I've tried to shame them on social media. They don't respond to anything. Your comments.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It's, like Jason said, on the same day that that Facebook and Twitter banned us, we also got a strike from YouTube, and it happened to be on a video that was 3 years old. Right? This video has been up there. It had hundreds of thousands of views, and it was a video of a police officer handcuffing an 8-year-old autistic child. It was a really terrible video, and they said it violated their terms. And so I entered the officer's name that's in the video into YouTube and pulled it up, and there are literally dozens of other mainstream media channels that have that exact same video up there. And but if we post it, it violates their terms, right? It's absurd.
And the only time I'd ever had a problem with YouTube was when I put up a video on the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Federal Reserve. I took a few clips out of It's a Wonderful Life, and I called it It's a Wonderful Lie. And I put the clips up under fair use. I commented on them, and then I talked about a lot of the other historical background of it. They took that down, even though the entire movie was where I got that from, that was on YouTube. I got those little excerpts that was on YouTube, had been there for years, and it had over 1 million views, was available in the United States. They took that down, and they kept taking it down. Every time we'd post it somewhere else, they kept taking it down for over 6 months, and then they allowed it to stay up. It's just that arbitrary.
It is. We've had strikes on YouTube. We've been given like exclusive dash cam videos from like inside police officers' cars, and we've been given copyright strikes because inside the car was like, it was on a country station and some country song is playing, and their algorithm picked up on that country song. And so it banned the video and gave us a strike.
That's going to be a big part of the justification. Right now, they're talking about hate speech, and they don't define that, or things that look to be violent or harassment or things like that. But they're really going to come after people on the basis of copyright. That is going to be the new ground for censorship coming up. But you mentioned earlier about the Atlantic Council, funded by NATO, all the connections to the military industrial complex, big government, big press, and so forth. Talk a little bit about that and about Propernot. Okay. I am just suspicious that the two are connected, but I don't have any proof of that, but I have real strong suspicions that they're all connected.
The Propernot people are insidious. And it's important to point out when they came out. This Propernot people came out around 2016, and it just so happened to coordinate with all the WikiLeaks dumps and the DNC leaks. And all the people that were reporting on these DNC leaks and these WikiLeaks that painted the Clintons in the negative lights, or the negative light that it did, they just so happened to be all the people on the Propernot list. And they threw in some other people like Your Newswire and these other actual fake news websites, for good measure, just to group us all in to call us fake news or Russian propaganda. InfoWars was on that list, as well as Prison Planet, and it all started during 2016. That's when it started coming to a head, and that's when we started predicting that this was going to happen. And it took a little while. They had to build up the propaganda, because if they would have just censored everybody in 2016, I think there would have been a larger uproar. But we got propagandized for 2 years that this is dangerous. You need Big Brother to tell you who is true and who's not. And there's these Russian hackers and Russian bots that'll come and take your babies at night, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it all started at the same time that they started putting out this Russian red herring about, oh, look, somebody got Hillary Clinton's information and told the truth about her. And somehow that overthrew the election because the truth was told about Hillary Clinton, you know. But we've had multiple people at WikiLeaks, as well as William Binney, doing his own investigation, saying it was an inside whistleblower who was upset about what happened inside the DNC with Bernie Sanders, that handed this information over to us. Nevertheless, they put forward this whole idea of Russian propaganda. That has been the thing that they've been using to stall the Trump administration many fronts, try to push an impeachment. But that is also the basis of this censorship, the basis of Propernot. And now, as they moved against all 800 of these organizations this last week, they said, oh, look, you know, all these Russian propaganda groups have been taken down, and Russia must really be crying a lot of tears. That's the way they were taunting everybody this last week.
Isn't it ironic too that Facebook created their own misleading statements and fake news just to justify this propaganda and censorship on their own end? Mm-hmm. And not to mention they're kind of coming in and saying, well, hey, we know what's best for these people, our fans, better than they know themselves. These are people who asked for our information. They signed up, liked our pages, follow our posts. So the fact that they're just that arrogant, I don't know, it blows me away.
Yeah, it is very troubling. And what I think is even more troubling is that this shadowy organization, proper not, and we know that they have, they've been there at the very beginning with all this Russian propaganda nonsense. They were there with the Washington Post, published their list back in November 2016. And now, besides taunting people, they made the ominous, statement about, well, you know, the websites may be, that's not happening just yet, or something like that. Making the indication that it may not be enough for them to take people off of social media. It may not be enough for them to come after, like they have now also with InfoWars, come after our ability to process payments by having PayPal attack us, but then implying that maybe they might come after our website domains as well.
That's the next step, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important that we promote these other technologies that actually can't be censored, you know, like blockchain and these mesh weaved peer-to-peer networks that can't be shut down by domain hosting. Cause that's when these people really get serious and cause like we said earlier, you know, banning us and banning you guys, that created like the Streisand effect where by trying to censor something, it blew up in their face. We're getting more subscribers right now than we've ever had and, on the website. And it's because the people see that this could be potentially shut down and they don't want that to happen. And so the next move, once these people that do try to silence us realize that just shutting us up on social media didn't stop it, I predict that would probably be the next move, is to come after our domains. And
that's right.
That would be a scary precedent indeed.
Yeah, use the banking system to weaponize things. As I pointed out, we have a Republican, Ann Wagner, Republican of Missouri, that has also put out a bill that Justin Amash said is going to be coming after all of us with the banking industry. The same thing that they did with the internet people, giving them immunity for turning over your information. Now they're going to do this to banks. This is turning into a Chinese social credit. Stay with us. One more segment we're going to have with the founders of the Free Thought Project. We'll talk about what's next.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Matt Agoras and Jason Basser of the Free Thought Project, the largest of 800 sites that were taken down this last week. And I want to talk about their opinion as to the best way to fight this going forward. Of course, the public is abandoning the mainstream media. Papers are going out of business. Local news is not being watched. They are turning to alternative news sites in massive numbers. And that is why they have to be purged. Because they're not winning the information war, so they're just going to basically turn the board over, nuke the battlefield. We had Kim.com tweet out yesterday that he had a poll up asking people if they thought that the Saudi Crown Prince had ordered the murder of the journalist that's being alleged. He said it was 80% saying yes. And then all of a sudden, in 1 hour, it went from 80% yes to 75% no, with 20,000 votes being put in an hour. And Kim.com says, this is an example of bots that are coming out there that notice this poll, bots doing all this voting. He says, the Saudis are very deeply connected to the deep state and to social media manipulation. And, Jason and Matt, let's go to Matt first, since Matt, you worked for the, as an operator that was directly tasked by the NSA. You know, this is going to be measures and countermeasures, you know, taking us off of social media. We fight them back, and maybe there's going to be an alternative internet that hopefully that's going to come up soon by Kim.com or people like him. And George Gilder has talked about life after Google. There's going to be other measures for people to go out there. That's going to be one way to do it. But then there's other fights we can have in terms of antitrust, in terms of even protection of our rights under the Supreme Court, under free speech. How do you see this shaping up? Where do you see the hope for us fighting back in terms of the censorship?
Well, right now, as it seems a little bleak, you know, because when you watch your 5 years of your hard work of literally working 7 days every week get flushed down the toilet, you know, it's kind of a little discouraging. However, we don't plan on stopping, you know, and I think we're now actually standing on like the precipice of the new frontier, which is going to be life after Facebook. You know, I think that there's going to be an explosion in the market with social media networks. And I think that there's going to be competition. And with these new peer-to-peer distributed networks that are going to function outside of this controlled internet run by the state. And I mean, that's the future, right? They haven't been able to stop torrents, and for the government can't stop people from downloading movies. And that's just like, it seems simple, right? It's been here for 20 years. So, you know,
and there's a lot of big money that would like to stop that too, isn't there?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, but you know, so there's these technologies are out there. They exist, and there wasn't really a need for them there wasn't really a niche in the market for them until now. And I think this is going to explode. So I'm excited for what the future holds, or what the immediate future holds. You know, it's bleak. We lost all of our income. We don't know, you know, what we're going to do next. We're going to try and fight. Luckily we have some subscribers that do fund our server costs and stuff like that. So, you know, on the short term, it's crazy, but long term, I'm pretty excited about where this is going to go.
Let me ask Jason. Jason, what do you think? I mean, we're talking about life after Facebook, and of course, George Gilder wrote a book called Life After Google, and one of the things that he said was that fundamental to their business model is the fact they're going to lure people in with free stuff, then they're going to control them, centralize control of people. He said that is basically a Marxist perspective. It's never succeeded. So he thinks that the seeds of their own destruction are sown into that. So he thinks that we're going to come up with a new paradigm. What do you feel about that? What do you feel about some of the different things that have been floated out there to attack them in the legal and political sphere? Because I think we need to hit them on multiple fronts, just like they hit us on multiple fronts at the same time.
Yeah, well, like the quote says, you know, no army could stop an idea whose time has come. That also mm-hmm. applies to social media companies. So, yeah, we've reached out to quite a few lawyers. If any happen to be watching this, please do contact us. But this seems to be such a legal gray area that a lot of people don't want to touch it. Although this was before all of this, you know, this flurry of media coverage. And most of it, obviously, from the mainstream is kind of calling us spam and not really representing our side. But regardless, you know, it seems like it's a very, you know, the waters haven't really been traversed. So nobody really knows how to go forward with this. So we are getting some current legal counsel from the Rutherford Institute, which we're very grateful for. But otherwise, you know, we're just going to go ahead and turn to some of these alternative media, social media platforms like Mimes, like MeWe, like Steemit. We're going to continue to stay on these social media platforms, the big ones, even though they don't want us there. The whole point of our work is to plant seeds, and we're trying to plant seeds in a lot of these people who have never been exposed to this information before. So, unfortunately,
you mentioned, let me interject here, because you mentioned Minds. One of the articles coming out today says that Facebook is now purging people's links to Minds.com, trying to shut that down. So they're trying to keep people from escaping this ghetto that they've created, as Matt Drudge said when he came here at InfoWars back in 2015, a year before they started all this Russian stuff. You know, of course, we have the issues. We got the individual who had his site shut down. He was a triple amputee. He had a site that was shut down. He'd been enticed by Facebook to spend over $300,000 on ads, and then they just pulled a plug on him. They made it harder and harder for him to reach people. So we have different things like that where people have the basis saying you're not applying the rules evenly. This is torturous interference, so we can pursue them on an individual basis. Many people have talked about antitrust, but I want to ask you your opinion about the Supreme Court decision, because Breitbart, one article on Breitbart that didn't get a lot of attention, and it's a shame, and I've talked about it frequently, and I don't hear anybody else talking about this except for just that one article that I had never seen. It was a Supreme Court case going back to 1946. I believe the name was Marsh versus Alabama. It was a case where a company owned an entire town, and there was a Jehovah's Witness who wanted to hand out her literature. They said, you can't do that here. They banned her from doing it. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court and won, and the Supreme Court decision said, even if you own the town and you own the square, even if the public square is privately owned, you can't stop free speech. And we had Jack Dorsey at the hearings, these most recent hearings, saying five times that Twitter is a public square. What do you think about that?
I think it's all lies. I think they're eating their words now. I think we're proving it with every interview we do. We currently have appeals on all three major social media networks, and we're not going to get an appeal. I mean, let's be honest here. So, yeah, and essentially, these are the public squares, the modern public squares, and they're eradicating these ideas of peace and liberty, of anything that happens to be even remotely libertarian or anti-state. So,
sure, yeah, but I mean, do you think that the most effective way to fight them in the legal sphere would be individual lawsuits, an antitrust lawsuit, or just say to our elected representatives to try to get this message out to the people because the politicians aren't doing it? Use the basis of the Supreme Court decision to stop this, to say this is a public space, and even if you own it privately, you're not going to be allowed to stop people on this public square. What do you think?
I'm always skeptical of using government to solve government problems, government-created issues. So I think we'd be better off with the grassroots push with the people without using some of these, you know, some of the legislation or you know, whatever against them. I'm more of a believer of people, us kind of coming together to make change. So
I absolutely, I agree with you. I think, though, we have to fight them on multiple standpoints. I think we use a little bit of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals and say, make them play by their own rules. At least get the public fired up about the fact that these private corporations have shut down the public square and that free speech is a human right that is being stolen by big corporations and big government. Thank you, gentlemen.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've just been talking to a couple of people at the Freethought Project about the massive censorship this last week. And, of course, one of the things that they were saying was that they had gotten a strike, and then they took the strike off, and they had other things happening with no explanation. And as I've pointed out many times, I've never had any strikes put against this channel, even though we were taken down in mid-broadcast by YouTube, by Google. I have now received over 6,000 set emails, no response to the official protest, the official response, complaints filed to them on their forms. No responses to my trying to shame them on Twitter. But they did respond when I set up a test channel 2 days later. A new channel that had absolutely nothing on it that had any indications that it was InfoWars. I put up two videos. One of them was about transhumanism, and the other one was about vaccines, and they shut me down immediately. I got three strikes, apparently, with just two videos. So they don't like us talking about vaccines, so let's talk about vaccines. Let's talk about the flaccid lies of the CDC as they continue to talk about these polio-like illnesses. And they say, well, this is acute, flaccid myelitis, or AFM. It is not polio, however. We know that this is not polio. And this is now being put out by multiple news organizations this week because it is growing. And NPR just last week, I pointed out, they said, well, you know, we're looking at flu vaccines. You can't get the flu, they said, from the flu vaccines. It's true. It's not a live virus. Not that I know of. However, it does take down your immune system, which makes you more vulnerable to the flu. And they don't know which flu is going to be out there among all the different strains. They're just guessing. They're preparing these things in advance. People who have studied this, I've had many people I've interviewed talking about the flu vaccine. They said that these flu strains that they put in the vaccines are actually mutating as part of the manufacturing and culturing process. Nevertheless, whatever is happening with that, they're not live vaccines. They're typically putting in adjuvants to irritate your immune system. That weakens your immune system. That makes you more vulnerable to getting this. But when this happens, when people are coming down with flu-like symptoms, the CDC is telling everybody, telling the health providers, we're overwhelmed with people sending us test samples. If they've got flu-like symptoms, just diagnose it as flu. And just leave it at that, and then give us the statistics so we can get a total number for how many people have come down, and we can use that to push flu vaccines. And we talked about the problem with that, because some of the people who are coming down with AFM, this polio-like condition that they say, presents itself as a flu-like symptoms. So you diagnose somebody with flu, send it to the CDC, and then it turns out they got AFM. And maybe there's going to be some more serious consequences down the road. Some people have died with other diseases that have flu-like symptoms, like Rocky Mountain spotted tick fever. They were just diagnosed with flu-like symptoms and said, don't worry about it. It's flu. Take a couple of aspirins, go home, and then you do. And then you die a couple of days later because they misdiagnosed it as the flu. They didn't do a test because they just want to push flu vaccines. But when it comes to polio, and if it looks like polio and it has polio-like symptoms, it's a mystery illness. We can't say that it's polio. Even though, as NPR was pointing out when they were pushing back against the flu vaccine issues, they said, well, you know, polio, you are getting a live virus. It is a weakened virus, but you are getting a live virus. So here's a situation where they're putting a live virus out there. People are getting polio-like symptoms, but don't call it polio. It is a mystery illness. And NPR has now come out with that, pushed back against that, trying to say that this is simply a neurological mystery in kids, a neurological mystery that they're not investigating because they're not interested. They said media reports in recent weeks, including their own at NPR, have suggested that a polio-like virus might be triggering the condition, elevating fears that it might be polio itself. And then they talked to somebody at the CDC who says, well, right now we know that the polio virus is not the cause of these. Going back to 2012, an article from VacTruth.com, doctors change the names of diseases when vaccines do not work. And, of course, the one that they start with is polio. Now they go back to work done in 2011. Dr. Jacob, a member of the National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization of the Working Group on Food and Drug Regulation in 2011, after receiving the polio vaccine, said an additional 47,500 children were newly paralyzed, over and above the standard rate of 2 children per 100,000 non-polio AFP, acute flaccid paralysis. That's a little bit different. They're talking about AFM, this other situation. Dr. Vera Scheibner, a professional, would not be surprised at all about the above figures. She has firmly believed for many years that contrary to the belief that vaccinations prevent children from becoming ill, they're causing children to catch the diseases that they're being vaccinated against. And of course, they don't provide, if they do provide immunity, it doesn't last very long. We've had multiple outbreaks of measles where patient zero had been vaccinated multiple times. As a matter of fact, all the people in the outbreak had been vaccinated. And many of them multiple times. So in her letter on the subject of polio vaccines that she published in the British Medical Journal, she went back to some studies that were done in the mid-1950s as they were coming out with the polio vaccine itself. And the article was entitled Polio Eradication, a Complex End Game. Polio Eradication by Vaccination? And a question mark with that. And she said, let me quote some original seminal medical research. In 1951, they said polio mellitus occurring after antigen injections. They said during the last year, several investigators have reported the occurrence of poliomyelitis after a few weeks after injection of some antigen. Martin in England noted 25 cases in which paralysis of a single limb occurred within 28 days of injection of antigen into that limb, and 2 cases following penicillin injection. And then she went on to say Geffen, studying the 1949 poliomyelitis cases in London, observed 30 patients who had received an antigen within 4 weeks, noting also that the paralysis involved especially the extremity into which the injection had been given, and on and on. But we are not allowed to question this. They are allowed, on the other hand, to change the names of diseases to say that if it looks like the disease, if it talks like the disease, if it walks like the disease, it may or may not be the disease based on the vaccine agenda of the CDC. And we have a story that came out on Monday from CNN even. Most states are facing confirmed or possible cases of a polio-like illness. They will not call it polio. And they will not admit that in many cases their vaccines are increasing your risk of getting the disease. Let's take a look at what's going on in Saudi Arabia. We have Lindsey Graham, as I pointed out earlier, is having a rare winning streak here. And he is now saying that the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, has got to go. And he's calling for a royal power shuffle, according to CNBC. As I said, is this going to be a royal flush, or are we just getting rid of this one jack out of the crew? The amazing thing to me is to see people like Lindsey Graham and other neocons of the Democrat flavor all screaming to the high heavens about the murder, the brutal murder, yes, of this one individual. And saying, well, he has connections. He's a legal resident of the United States. He's not a legal citizen of the United States. He is a Saudi citizen. He was in Turkey at the time that all this happened. And, of course, the details of this are gruesome. They are sensational. Allegedly, there is a recording of his murder. Now it has come out saying that he was dismembered while alive, according to this recording. And yet President Trump, after coming out and saying, well, if this is true, there's going to be massive sanctions. Now he's saying, I think it might have been rogue individuals doing this. Well, actually, they're called assassins. They're called assassins. It was actually assassins were originally an Islamic sect. So it kind of comes from that culture. But, of course, we never paid any attention to the fact that we had Obama and John Brennan and the CIA assassinating American citizens with drones without due process. And his son. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be $6 a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
To what's going on, we have with the assassination of a Saudi journalist. Was it rogue killers, or were these people part of the Saudi government? The New York Times has identified four of these suspects that were caught on surveillance cameras as a hit squad, close associates of the crown prince. Meanwhile, President Trump has said, he said that 2 days ago, he said, I think they're rogue killers. We shouldn't rush to judgment, but he did rush Secretary of State Pompeo to Saudi Arabia. He flew all the way to Saudi Arabia, 12-hour flight, and he had a 15-minute meeting with the king, King Salman, the 80-year-old monarch of Saudi Arabia, who has identified this 30-something, I think he's 32 years old, MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, has identified him as his successor. That in and of itself ruffled a lot of feathers inside Saudi Arabia, because typically it these 80-year-olds, as they're on their way out, select somebody in their 60s to replace them, because there's so many princes to choose from. They're all related to each other at the top there, quite a few of them. These guys have multiple wives, and each of the wives have many, many children. So there's a lot of princes, and they have been multiplying throughout several different generations. So they got a lot to choose from. The fact that he would skip over so many people that he would go to a 30-year-old, and then that this 30-year-old would round up some of the 60-year-olds as well as some of the 30-year-olds, haul them over to the Ritz to be tortured, to be shaken down, to be blackmailed, to be robbed. Some of them escaped just losing 60% of their wealth. Others have disappeared, not been heard from since, suspected killed, some reported in a coma, some of the younger ones even in a coma. So he's done that. He's upset some of the fundamentalists with his so-called reforms. But then there's also some economic issues involved in this. Going back to late September, there was a report put out about the pullback on the IPO with Aramco. Now, Aramco, that was the Arab American Oil Company that was set up in the early 20th century. American oil companies working with the Saudi family. Eventually, the Saudis nationalized that. They took it away. And they were going to do an initial public offering of 5% of the Saudi Arabian Oil Company. That's what they now call Aramco. They still go by the name Aramco, I guess, because they had that on the stock market exchanges. But it is now Saudi state-owned, this oil company. And they were going to do an IPO. But however, this has been countermanded at the end of September, before all this stuff began with this journalist who was disappeared. This was countermanded, ordered by the king, King Salman. In his second intervention, this is going back to September 20th, at the time it was his second intervention of the year to curb the crown prince's policies, widely perceived as yet another failure of a young, inexperienced, often impetuous crown prince. Analyst position, the delay of the IPO is the last string of crown prince Mohammed bin Salman's policy fiascos, including the ill-fated 3.5-year-long war in Yemen that has significantly damaged the kingdom's image and projection of itself as a military power. Let's not talk about the 13,000 men, women, and children who have been killed, 3,000 of them children. We had a school bus that was bombed after this article was written. And then we've just had another public bus bombed just this last week. Also, another failure, a crude attempt to control Lebanese politics by arm-twisting Prime Minister Saad Hariri to briefly resign. It kidnapped him. Same tactic. Abducting, kidnapping, assassinations, blackmails, beating, torturing. He's learned well from the CIA, hasn't he? Another one, an out-of-proportion, almost hysteric response to Canadian human rights criticism. Another one, an asset and power grab dressed up as an anti-corruption campaign. That's one where he grabbed all of his competitors and took them down to the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz.
And a crackdown on critics of any stripe. In fact, Bin Salman's father, King Salman, had ordered the delay of the IPO, the intervention for the second time within a matter of months to curb his son's policy initiatives, fueled speculation that a move may be beginning the end of his, end of his sons taking over the kingdom. So that happened before this happened. And when you see all the people in the military industrial complex, as well as neocons of both political stripes, saying, like Lindsey Graham said yesterday, he's got to go. This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey. He expect me to ignore it? I feel used and abused, said Lindsey Graham. This is the same guy who had the audacity to, and he was right to complain about the way that Brett Kavanaugh was treated. But he said of you and I, shut up. You don't get a lawyer. You don't get a presumption of innocence. Kavanaugh does. And then he's all upset about the fact that one journalist died. Now, Lindsey's not upset about the fact that 800 alternative media sites were shut down last week. He doesn't care about InfoWars being taken down in August. He doesn't care about any of that. And he doesn't care about all the people that were murdered in Yemen because of the politics of this guy. But for some reason, they want to get rid of this guy. And we'll see what happens with this. But this is a lot of people have talked about how corrupt this individual is. And again, he doesn't have any solution for the future for Saudi Arabia. They're sitting on a dying business model. All of his globalist friends want to eliminate oil as a fuel. They want to get rid of cars. They want to get rid of oil burning. And so he's trying to move the kingdom into high tech. But he's doing it as a consumer, not as a producer of high tech. He's shopping around with all the Silicon Valley people. He's coming around meeting all the entertainers in Hollywood. He wants to turn it into the Saudi Magic Kingdom. And he wants to create this fantasy city that's going to be operative, of course, by the magic number of 2030. That's when they want all their smart cities and all their UN agenda put into place. And so by that time, he wants to have all of his self-driving autonomous cars and his robots. He made a citizen out of that one robot. Remember, everybody mocked them and said, oh, look, this female robot has more rights than the female humans in Saudi Arabia. And the guy is very duplicitous when he gives driving rights to women, and he makes a big presentation about it a year before he's actually going to allow it to happen. Then arrests female activists who say they want to have women drive, and then doesn't provide any basis for women to actually be able to drive because they still can't travel without the permission or accompaniment of their husbands or male guardians. All of this stuff is just head fakes. And when we look at the Saudis and their connections to the CIA, I think it is perfect that we have the WWE, the professional wrestling, has been partnering with the Saudis as part of their entertainment move. You know, whenever things get tough, MBS goes shopping. You know, he's had tough spots before, and he got out of them by buying yachts, by buying massive mansions, and now he wants to get out of it by creating this massive Saudi Vision 2030 city. And part of this is the entertainment industry. And a big part of that is WWE. So a lot of people have criticized him for it, but I think it's a perfect metaphor because you don't know who the heels and who the heroes are, because the Saudis have been connected with the CIA for so long that when you look at all this, you understand that this is some kind of a competition within our own government, within the different shadowy assassins of the American government, the American military industrial complex, along with their Saudi counterparts. Nevertheless, a pox on both of them. There are no good guys in this war. This is like watching the Iran-Iraq war. There's no good guy there. And so this competition between the different factions in Saudi Arabia, between the different factions in our military industrial complex and surveillance NSA state, there's no good guy here. You know, nobody, they're all upset about a journalist. I reported a couple of months ago about the black journalist in Syria who figured out that he was on the disposition matrix, that's a euphemism for the kill list, for drone strikes. He had three close strikes, and he started put together after the third one. He would hear this drone noise above, and then it would stop like some kind of a World War II Nazi bomb. And he realized that they were coming after him. So he got his lawyer, said, get me off this list. I shouldn't be on this list. I'm a reporter. I'm a journalist. And he can't get him off the list. Because we kill journalists and we kill American citizens, not just people who are legal residents, with drone strikes. One of the first drone strikes we did was with a legal American citizen that we gave no due process to. And then we killed his son. So why are we upset about this one guy? We're not upset about anybody in Yemen. And as Pat Buchanan said, with friends like these, ... Who needs enemies? Folks, the friends like these are allied with our protectors, the CIA, the deep state in Washington. They are just as much our enemies as these head chopper allies who have us over a barrel with a petrodollar. All right, that's it for today's broadcast. Don't forget to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off and free shipping with all of our InfoWars Life products. We've never had a sale this deep, this broad, a discount.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.